Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, El Doctor, earlier in the show, I mentioned something that Coach Sheehan had mentioned on his show that would get you all fired up. And I never delivered on that. So I'm going to deliver on it right now. Did you know? I know you're a big analytics guy. I know you're a big pass rush.
Yeah, I'm an analytic guy on the scoreboard, win or loss.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for this? NFL team win rate rankings by ESPN and Next Gen Stats. You want to know who has the number one team running block win rate in the NFL?
Run block win. That's a great one.
As a team.
Boy, that's a good one. It's not Cleveland. It's not Washington might be close, but I'm not. Don't know. I will say we might be in the mix for the first time since I shaved.
You're more than in the mix. You're number one.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders are number one at 76% as a team run block win rate achievement. The Indianapolis Colts are number two at 75%. The Commanders, number one at 76%. Percent. So that
I'm sure
is cool.
Some people aren't thrilled about it, but
yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. And certainly your eyes tell you that as well. Earlier today, one thing we didn't get to, the Cowboys, they play better defensively, as we talked about with Sean Syed in the 2 o'clock hour. If you missed that interview, go check it out on the podcast at the team980.com or on the Odyssey app. They had to put DeMarcus Lawrence on IR today. He's avoiding surgery, but he's got a Lisfranc foot issue, and they could be without Micah Parsons this week as well.
Oh, we'll be.
We will have to see.
I mean,
because he's got a high ankle
unless
sprain.
Unless he won't be the Micah Parsons we've come to experience.
Right.
Not with that injury, because he's an explosive athlete.
But we already know DeMarcus Lawrence is
he's
not going to play. So that is
major. Changes who you are.
Absolutely.
Especially it's like Pittsburgh losing their werewolf for Bosa going down.
Yep.
There are only about half a dozen of them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, and one last one for you. So last year at this time, Jordan Montgomery was a stud, was helping the Texas Rangers win a World Series. Then he went all offseason, and for whatever reason, probably because he wanted too much money, without a contract. And so, I shouldn't say that. He was against the Rangers. He was with the Diamondbacks, right? So the owner of the Diamondbacks, Ken Kendrick, said this, quote, "If anyone wants to blame anyone for Jordan Montgomery being a Diamondback, you're talking to the guy that should be blamed. Because I brought it to the front office's attention. I pushed for it. They agreed to it. It wasn't in our game plan. You know, when he was signed, right at the... I screwed this up again. He joined the Diamondbacks. Yeah, I was right the first time. This story is all over the place. He joined the Diamondbacks on a one-year, $25 million deal with an option for last year. Struggled, went 8-7, 6.23 ERA after being, again, with the Rangers last year, joined the Diamondbacks, who lost to the Rangers, and now the owner is basically saying, if anyone wants to blame him for being a Diamondback, you're talking to the guy that should be blamed. Owners taking responsibility for bad signings. Good thing or a bad thing? I think it's a good thing, right?
Well, why does the owner have a general manager?
True, but he's got to approve the financial outlay, right?
Well, then again, he's not in his area of expertise.
That is fair. That is fair. But I like actually
but
owners.
Cool.
I like owners actually taking accountability, right? I mean, sometimes it's empty words, empty calories.
But to take accountability means you got involved. You
that
should be
true.
On your yacht.
That is true.
You should be at your board meeting with your company that allows you to
that is
generate
fair.
Wealth.
That is
you're
fair.
Not athletically inclined.
That is fair.
You're in out of your you're in over your skis.
That is fair. All right. That is cleanup on aisle three.
Cleanup in aisle three.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.